We just started. Today is August 11th, 2004, and we are here with the Tenors, Ms. Velma Tenor, Mr. George Tenor, and we're going to start with the interview by asking about their place of birth and parents, and then we'll move on from there.
Okay. Born June 17th, 1952, in a little town called Falls Church, Virginia. Yeah, and I was, I've always lived here on this hill, Tenor Hill. And my mom, Naomi Gill, is from Appomattox, Virginia. Actually, she was born and raised in Washington, D.C., and moved to Appomattox with her grandmother. And she was there for most of her adolescent years. And, of course, my father, he's always lived in Falls Church, George Tenor Sr. And some of these homes on this hill, he helped to build, I guess. And again, he lived here all his life.
Mm-hmm. And what about your parents? You said your mother was born in Appomattox. How? When did, do you know when she moved from Appomattox to Falls Church, or when they were married, and all of that?
No, I don't know exactly the dates. But I often hear my father said he remembered this country girl came up from somewhere out of the country. And she moved with her aunt over in Falls Church. I think the name of the street was Liberty Street, if I'm not mistaken. And my father lived across the street, across from Annandale Road. What's that? Scipio Lane, I guess that's the name of the street he lived off of. And some kind of way they met, because he hounded the whole time until she said, "I do." And that's how they kind of like met. Now, I'm not sure what year she came up from Appomattox, but she was still probably in her early 20s, I believe.
Well, it was at least 54 years ago.
Yeah, long time.
She was the oldest, right?
Who?
Your sister Shirley was the oldest.
Shirley was the oldest, yes.
And she was 54?
When she passed, Shirley was 54, 55 when she passed, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. At least 52 years ago.
Yeah, that's my oldest sister Shirley.
A long time. Hey, tell me a little bit about, and we'll finish with you in education, then we'll move to Selma.
Okay. My education?
Mm-hmm.
My education.
Or your parents, I'm sorry. Start with your parents, and then whatever you can tell us about theirs, and if you don't know, that's fine, and then we'll move to yours.
Well, my father and my mother, I don't think they finished high school. And I don't know how far they went. I know my father went to school down here off Andrew Road. It was called James Lee Elementary School, but it's not the school that's erected right now. It was a little farmhouse they had built in the woods behind this school. And they often told me about the educator who taught there. Her name was Miss Mary Henderson. And that was E.B. Henderson's grandmother or great-grandmother, I'm not sure. Maybe his grandmother, if I'm not mistaken.
It was her mother.
No. Something like that.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Mother,
I know she taught him. But he didn't finish high school. And I'm not too sure about my mom's education, but I know she didn't finish high school as well.
Mm-hmm.
But they continually pushed us through high school and a couple of us through a couple of years of college, which was good.
And then Velma.
I am Velma Tenor, and I was born in Washington, D.C. And my family grew up in Arlington, Virginia. I spent most of my life in the Falls Church, Arlington area, attending public schools, and met George Tenor in 1992. So this is second marriage for both of us.
Where'd you meet me at?
See, he already told us that, so we'll know if you get it wrong.
Yeah. She did not get it wrong.
Oh, goodness. And we met at Galloway Methodist Church.
There you go.
Actually, we 1992, so this is the second marriage for both of us.
So you've been in Falls Church since 1992?
Actually, since 80. Actually, I've lived in Arlington or Falls Church in my adolescent years. I attended public school in Arlington and also in Falls Church.
Okay.
So I lived in Falls Church in the 60s, I guess.
Oh, that would be interesting.
And then my family relocated to North Arlington. And I actually moved back to Falls Church in 1983. And attended Galloway United Methodist Church. I met Mr. Tenner in 1992. But I, too, attended public schools in both Arlington and Falls Church County.
Now, did your parents lived in Arlington? Did they ever live in Falls Church, or when you moved, when I guess as an adolescent, your family moved to Falls Church?
Moved to Falls Church, and we spent a number of years in Falls Church, and I completed my education in the BC public school system, and later relocated to Falls Church in 1983.
That's Grandma's mom who's left. Did I introduce y'all to her? I'm sorry.
No, but you mentioned her when we came out the last time. Tell us a little bit about your parents.
Well, my parents grew up in North Arlington, Hall Hills, Virginia. Always very active in the community and in church. My mother actually worked for Arlington Hospital for about 42 years. And my dad was actually, they separated early, so he wasn't really actively involved in our lives. But very, the parents were very actively involved in the community. And my mom, you just saw her leave. She actually has retired and is working at Galloway part-time in the sector. Always involved in the church. Calloway. In North Arlington. Galloway is in Falls Church. But they've always been actively involved in the community and in church. And as far as education, my mother finished high school and went on to do to work at the hospital, and she worked there for all of her life.
Tell us about your experiences in school in Falls Church. Were the schools segregated? Was it segregated when you came through schools? And if they were, what was that experience like?
Yeah, the schools were segregated, and it was very interesting growing up in schools in both Arlington and Falls Church, because your Sunday school teacher was also your first or second grade teacher, and the same people, the adults that you went to school or your teachers in school were also involved either in the community through programs for children or through the church. So it was very a very close community, both in Arlington and Falls Church. I can recall when President Kennedy was assassinated. That's one thing that really just sticks out in my mind when you attended public school. It was a time that was very traumatic, of course, for the nation, but as a young girl, for me, it was the first time that I had experienced that much grieving outside of my home.
Right.
But even in the public school system, we had teachers who were actually distraught and really grieving over the loss of a president, and I was probably 9 years old then, and gosh, I just told my age.
We were going to get around to that eventually anyway.
But it was very interesting and very different from today, of course, because our families are so separated in terms of neighborhoods, and the effect that that has had on the family has been, it's been a different experience.
So were you involved in any kinds of activities? Did you work towards ending desegregation? I know you were just nine,
yes.
I guess, and by the time I guess you got a little older, schools have probably already desegregated,
exactly.
But were you involved in any of that at all?
No, not at all. very young, and to be honest with you, at the time, having experienced that, I didn't really, it really wasn't completely aware of what was going on. But no, I wasn't involved at all.
Integration for me didn't start until 7th grade, I believe. Of course, James Lee was always a black school. And I experienced the same thing with the President Kennedy thing as well. And my 5th grade teacher, I can remember her and the 6th grade teacher had rooms side by side, and how they sit in the room and cry together. I remember that. And the kids were just playing, they didn't know what was going on. The president died, okay.
So how did they find out during the day? TV in the classroom, or somebody came and told you? Because I know, I'm thinking, just at that time, you probably didn't have a TV in the classroom.
We have TV.
You did have TV,
yeah.
Okay.
But they weren't, after they found out about the assassination, then they cut the TV on.
Okay.
But I think they found out through the radio system, probably. The secretary of the school found out, passed the word around. And at that time, they were teaching us how to speak French. That's why TVs were in the classrooms. And I remember cut the TVs on at the time, and that was the whole day, just watching that. But, gosh, my most enjoyable years was first to 6th grade, how much I enjoyed it. And again, with the black teachers and all the black kids in those classrooms, it seemed like I enjoyed it more on race, I guess.
Right.
And then moving on to 7th grade, we had to go further up Route 50 to a school called Whittier Intermediate School. And, of course, you had to mingle with the white kids then. And it was all
new. Were you bused to that school?
We were bused to that school. it was wild. It was strange. We had to meet all new friends. Very few of the friends that you had at grade school went to the intermediate school.
Now, was that because they went to a
different school? And because of that, majority of the school of the kids that went to James Lee were living in either Merrifield, Williamstown. I can't exactly remember how far away they came, but it couldn't have been no more than about 50 going to Whittier at the time. But my first intervention with the white kids was how I guess they approached us, or how they mingled with us. It wasn't very pleasant. It wasn't pleasant at all. And for those 2 years, 7th, 8th grade, going to that school, it was miserable for me, very much. And my whole time was spent on really studying.
So how did the teachers, you said the students, the white students weren't at all excited about you being there. How did the teachers react to you?
They were okay. But really, what really made me sick to my stomach was when we went to those classrooms and we start reading about history.
Mm-hmm.
And how the slaves came in and all that. And you can see how the kids got involved, the white kids, and was talking about it and everything. And I was like, oh. That type thing. Mm-hmm. And that was a miserable time for me. Really was.
Go ahead.
It was really humiliating because and confusing because, you know, you grew up in church, and of course we're Christians and we're taught about creation and God being the creator. And the confusing part for me was when you got in the classroom and they taught evolution and in addition to the history or lack of history that was taught, African American history, really trying to make that connection, you know, you were humiliated because, of course, the white students really, they believed that was the truth for them.
Yeah.
And it was confusing for us because we weren't connected with that being the truth, but something new in terms of information that was introduced. And it was a source of humiliation because of the fact that the whites took it as truth and they believed that. So
would you say anything in the classroom? Would you confront the teacher about it?
No, I never did. I just went about it as classwork.
Okay.
Did my assignments, type of paper and everything. And, of course, when they had me to make reports with them, I could only identify with the black inventors or athletes, whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's when the kids really, those white kids really found out how I felt about my race.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, their reports weren't about it, and the black inventors was always white, the white women and stuff like that, and the sportsmen and stuff like that. And so, with the books that they had in those schools at the time, it really didn't help me at all.
Right, you had to go someplace else
to find out about my history. And it's about the same thing about Joseph Tenner.
Right.
And, you know, how he lived here and did that. I was never exposed to it.
Mm-hmm.
And until recently, the last 10 years, when I really found out about this great man.
Right.
And my parents and everybody, they really didn't tell me about him.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is?
I wish I knew. I had an aunt that passed. How long was it ago? Cutting door past.
About 6 years ago.
Who really?
92.
I wish I had met her. Well, I didn't know her as in my adolescent years. I guess as late as 17, 18 years old. And she talked about him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it just went in and out. It didn't stick.
Right.
It didn't stick.
I think what probably happened is that for so many years, blacks were afraid to talk about things.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, in this particular community, I think it was a situation where it could have been where history was actually lost because
mm-hmm.
of fear.
Mm-hmm.
So many years, people didn't talk about things because they felt threatened. There was a time where they... Possibly stood the chance of losing their homes
right.
and speaking out.
Right.
And for so many years, when you're quiet about a particular situation,
it's
almost a situation where history becomes lost.
Mm-hmm. Can you turn the tape just 1 second?
Yeah.
I'm so glad you brought that up, and we turned the tape recorder off because this is a problem we've been running into when we've been trying to interview people.
Mm-hmm.
We had